that is, do you think of any of the relationships that you've had as a great love of your life? Is there anybody you could characterize as a great love, great romance?
Not really.
So you've never had what you would call a great romance in your life?
No.
Do you believe they exist?
Oh, sure. I believe they exist. I mean, I remember people that I've been with, and I thought a lot of them at the time, but I could not say that they were I got around a lot, and I spent a lot of one-night stands. That was, like I was talking about the other day, I could not even count them on my hands and on my fingers and toes, because that was the kind of a life I led. I mean, that's the kind of a, in those days, that's what it was mostly. I mean, you didn't have a permanent relationship. There were a few that did, but the few that did have these permanent relationships, you always found them out for one-night stands.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really say, you know. But yet, when I would be considered myself going with someone else, I was not one to go out then. But I never had that many relationships of that sort. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of it was just drinking partners. I remember the one girl was, she was the barmaid at the Carousel. Now, she had a girlfriend. In fact, she had two girlfriends living with her.
Jerry Campbell?
Yes. And we were great friends. We were great drinking partners. There was never anything else. We were just great drinking partners. And that happened a lot with me. I had friends that I could go out with, have a good time with, and have no ties, no relationship with, except friendship. And I had a lot of them.
And you didn't search for having the kind of perfect relationship. That wasn't on your mind.
No, it wasn't.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. I've never
And when
that.
You look back on your life, do you regret not having had a...
Mm-hmm. No, I enjoyed my life.
You did?
Mm-hmm. There are some that I would like to see again. People that I knew then that I would like to meet up with again and see how their life has been, you know. But as far as at that time, there was nothing that I really... I was kind of, I don't know. When I think back, I must have been a terrible person.
It sounds wonderful.
Just the way I treated people sometimes.
Right.
Because I would, you know, do to them. I mean, not really physically, but, you know, like, I would be going with this one and that one and the other one all at once. You know? I mean, no special person. Hey, who you want? Nobody out there.
At the door, see? Nobody there.
Oh, they know. But I never really, you know, and I think a lot of it was because of my husband. I really do. You know, I think I might have got into a deeper relationship if he would have left earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But when he left, it was in the 50s.
Yes.
And after that, I met this one person that I was with for 10 years, and that was it. And I never, you know, I didn't go out when she was around.
And you don't feel, even though you stayed with her so long, you don't, did you feel like you were in love with her?
At the time, yeah.
But as you look back on it, it didn't seem
to be. I don't think I really was.
The great patient.
No, I don't think it was really.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sort of a security. But I don't think there was any great love there.
Did any of the girls that you knew that were out, the femmes that you knew were out at the time that you were friends with, have any great patient?
No. In fact, I didn't know many friends.
Uh-huh.
I was mostly with...
What about the Butches? Did they seem, you know, like, ever desperately in love with anybody?
No. I remember Mother talking about being desperately in love with anyone else because they were always out looking for something.
Something different. So you were just having a good time.
Mm-hmm. And if, like I said, they would have girlfriends home, but it didn't mean anything. Maybe what they, I don't know what they told their girlfriends, but they were out there looking around anyway. And maybe it's the same way now. I don't know. I haven't been around that long. I haven't been out that much to know whether the girls are still the same as it was then.
Did you get a bad reputation that you know of because you had a lot of white one-night stands?
Probably.
Probably, but nobody ever said anything to your face.
Nobody ever said anything to me about it. I mean, they were all willing.
Well, you kept getting more of them.
Right. And what about other fans? Did they ever make any nasty remarks to you?
Nobody ever said.
No, it was the funniest relationships I ever had. I mean, I don't know how I got away with it because I would be friends with these people and I'd be going out with their girlfriends, and I don't know how I got away with it. I really don't know. I mean, the first girl I ever went with. I knew her girlfriend, she lived with the girl, she lived with her for years. I would go to their home, and I would be treated very nice, and yet we would meet outside. And she wasn't the only one, she wasn't just meeting me outside.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wasn't just her girl with her other, but she had other ones besides.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it wasn't just me.
Did your girlfriend at home know about that?
I don't know, I wondered about it lots of times, but of course I wasn't going to ask her.
Since you were one of the other
But I know that her girlfriend was going out with other ones besides me because I called her myself.
Uh-huh.
I seen her myself, I should say.
Uh-huh.
It didn't bother me, but it, you know, she would come to my house.
Uh-huh.
Not with my husband, though. Right. I don't know where he was. I don't know, but he wasn't around then. He must have been in the service.
Yeah. Did you ever think then that you... he would have an opportunity to meet someone you would really fall in love with?
Well, I think, I don't know, you know, you were, at the time, I didn't think so, but I think if it would happen now, it would be something different.
Mm-hmm. Think now you're capable of falling more deeply
right.
in love.
Mm-hmm. But at that
I think
time,
it's because you're more mature? Or
it
you
could be.
Less mature then, do you think?
Well, I don't know, I wasn't that young even then, but it's still, I feel, now I could, well, I don't know, I think you could put it this way. People that I had met then, like say Buff for instance, now her I could really like again. I mean, there could be a relationship there again that didn't get off to a very good start at that time.
Uh-huh.
But you think about a person for years, you remember them, you know, and then you meet them again, and I think they could become a relationship.
And why do you think it didn't get off to a good start at that time?
Because I already was running around with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That is a problem, isn't it?
And there was a little friction there, you know. I don't know how much she told you about it, but there was.
Well, it was very discreet, so I don't think she mentioned. Buff didn't mention much of her.
She didn't give names of lovers or anything like that.
So
we were, before we got here, we said to each other, do you think she's butcher? Do you think she's femme?
Right.
Do you know femme?
I hope
she's femme.
Right.
Right. So obviously we wouldn't have known that you had a relationship.
Yeah. 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 I had a relationship with Buff, and there was, at the time, I had a relationship with two people at the same time. Buff was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if she wants you to me tell you this, but I've told you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm sure you won't be mentioning her name in anything anyway.
No,
but,
right, no, right. No.
So it wouldn't make any difference.
Exactly.
But there was a relationship there years ago in the 50s, mm-hmm. before she went into the service
mm-hmm.
for the second time, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I met her in between the first and second time mm-hmm. in the service, and I was going with someone else at the same time, mm-hmm. and my husband was still around too, so it was like, you know.
You were busy.
And I was busy. I was really busy.
So what was your life like when you were busy? Like, as you get up in the morning, you go to work, you go home, and what happened?
I go home, I feed the kids, maybe I'd go, and I'd go out at night.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'd go out with this one or that one. Or
uh-huh.
maybe I'd just go downtown by myself.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But I was supposedly going with the one, and there was, you know, I was playing them both, put it that way. I was playing with both of them, and I made
And they, that was okay with both of them. Do they know?
Yeah.
And
Buff knew.
Uh-huh.
She, in fact, the way it worked out, then what would happen is she got a little bit upset when she found out. And she says, if you're going to go with so-and-so, let me know where you're going to be, and I won't be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
sense.
Before the night was finished, I would be ending up calling her, wherever I knew she was. and that's the way it was. I'd get into an argument or something, I don't know. But I don't remember, but this is what she told me. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember it, but I remember that I would, you know, I was going with both of them. And then she went in the service.
But you feel now that you're more ready for a deep relationship, mm-hmm. and she would be the kind of person
that
you could be involved with.
But at that time, I wasn't ready for any deep relationship because, like I said, I had my family to take care of. I had a husband. I had two kids of my own, plus my, you know, my sisters and brothers. And I just was not settled to that point that I wanted a relationship. Mm-hmm. And the one I did have a relationship with that lasted that long as it did was after my husband left.
Yeah.
And I got the divorce. In fact, it was her that got me to get the divorce. Now, I was going with this other girl. She never could get me to get the divorce. Now, I don't know what the difference was. I think the difference was I thought I knew what kind of a person she was, and I didn't want to really get that involved. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the other one, I didn't know what kind of a person she was until after I got involved. Too much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I got the divorce and everything. I lived with her. And then is when she started this other business, but it was years later. Mm. It was not like, I had known the other girl, I'd known what kind of a person she was, I knew she went out on Friday nights and picked somebody up for a one night stand. I knew all this about her. Mm. So I didn't really trust her enough to get a divorce and move in with her.
Yeah.
Or the other girl, she was different in that respect in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, after I got the divorce and everything, then's when she started the other stuff.
Yeah.
So she was the one that really got me to get the divorce.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
You know, sometimes people say that women aren't as interested in sex as men are. Mm-hmm. And they're more interested in love and closeness and... What's your experience in that? You know, different people we've interviewed have different positions on that.
So I think, as for myself, I think that friendship is more important than sex. I don't think sex, I think sex plays a part in it, but I think you have to be friends first. Get to know somebody first. Like them for what they are, not for what they can give you, you know, in the line of sex. Mm-hmm. I think the sex comes later. I mean, it's there and it's important, but I think friendship is more important than being able to talk to somebody and, you know, sit down and talk things over. And I think that's more important.
So even with your having quite a few one-night stands, they were with women who you had gotten to know already, and you would have...
It was not just...
Pick somebody up
at a bar. No, I got to know them first.
Mm-hmm. And then they would go out and, and you would have arranged to meet. And so, and you liked the sex, but you liked the friendship.
The friendship was important. Mm-hmm.
And was the sex did you keep, you told us, I was going to ask you, did you keep seeing people if there was no sex?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That didn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you liked the sex when it was there?
No, when it was there. It was not that important to me. I mean, I think, you know, the friendship was more important, or still is, more important.
Mm-hmm. And was there a lot of jealousy in the lesbian community at that time? Mm-hmm. And how did you feel about that?
I was really the one that was causing it.
You were causing the problems?
That's what I said. I don't know how I got away with all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'd be fighting and, you know, arguing and fighting, and then they'd be fighting with me, and then I'd be lying to them, and, you know, that kind of thing. I was not a very nice person when I think back on the things I did. I mean, I was quite the liar. And I could do it with a straight face, apparently.
Do you think that a lot of femmes were in that situation?
That could be. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't have many femmes.
Yeah.
Friends,
yeah. So
I just never got to be friendly with them. It was always the other way. And I would, you know, I would lie to the porch and tell her that, you know, I would meet them, or I would just lie to them. And I'd be, you know, I'd be going out with different ones at the same time, and I would lie about it. And it was not a nice way to do things. That's what I did.
This may be kind of a hard question to answer, but because sometimes it's hard to evaluate yourself. Mm-hmm. But what do you think made you so attractive to all those different women?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I wasn't that good looking. I don't know what it was, to tell you the truth. I have no idea what caused them to want to be with me. You'd have to ask them.
Sometimes people don't know, you know.
I don't know. I don't know what was so attractive.
Well, you must have been a lot of fun.
I must have been.
Did you think of ways to be attractive? Do you remember thinking like that at all?
No, I don't remember, you know, thinking, you know, or trying to be that attractive. I just, you know, I always dressed up.
You always dressed up. I wish we could see a picture of you. I just know you were a knockout to look at.
Well, I've got pictures of myself in the 50s and that, but not in the 40s.
Not in the 40s. Yeah.
Nothing in the 40s.
You have to show us a picture of you in the 50s.
Yeah, yeah. I had a refrigerator. I put it there because I was so thin and I wanted to lose weight. So I put the picture there. I put the picture there figuring if I see the picture, maybe I will not go and eat. This is one that was taken.
So you have to go to work too anymore.
Well, I don't. I'm only there as a senior companion, so it's only 4 hours.
Yeah.
I don't have to be there till 11.
Oh, okay.
11 to 3.
Yeah.
Oh, great. That's nice that you're doing that. But, you know, I was thinking about your relationship with the woman who you lived with. Did it divide up pretty much like on a male-female lines, like you did all the more traditional female things? Mm-hmm. Did she do any house cleaning?
I don't remember her ever doing house cleaning.
Did she do any cooking?
Mm-hmm.
And was there anything about it that you would say was different from the man and woman together?
Well, she always felt... I think she felt like she wanted to be a man, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the way she always came across to me, is mm-hmm. she wanted to be a man. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to be the dominant, aggressive person.
Mm-hmm. And how did you feel about that?
Well, I let her think that she was. Mm-hmm. I mean, I let her feel that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I never, you know.
Did she had a woman's name. Did she have a woman's nickname or a man's nickname?
No,
it's
a woman's name.
A woman's name.
She didn't have a nickname.
And you met her in the bars?
Mm-hmm.
And so you let her feel that she always was the dominant one, but inside, did you sometimes get mad or...
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So what would go through your mind?
I don't know. I used to think she was being kind of foolish to feel that way. You know, that, you know, why couldn't she be just another person? I mean, why did she have to feel the way she did? Mm-hmm. Although I never said anything, I let her feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we would talk things over, though.
You would talk things over.
Mm-hmm. You know, she was... In fact, even after I wasn't with her anymore, she would get to be, you know, she would be living with somebody else. And she'd come to the trailer and talk to me about the person she was with and sort of try to get me to help her to decide what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just never gave her any information. I just listened.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I guess maybe this listening helped.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so you think that that was a little different from a man and woman's relationship in that you talked about mm-hmm. things, but otherwise things were
pretty... Yeah, because, you know, as far as the house itself and, you know, the cooking and the shopping and stuff like that, I did all that, the laundry.
Did you, when you went out in the street, did you look like a lesbian couple when you went out together?
I would think so. She mm-hmm. was quite yeah. masculine looking, mm-hmm. and yet she was sort of wrong.
Shh.
I don't know. I think she was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
she was very, you know, she wanted me to dress as a femme. She didn't mm-hmm. want me to dress in slacks.
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever did people ever do lesbian bashing when you were out in the street? Did people ever say nasty things to you? Nobody ever said nasty things to you?
No.
Mm. She never had to fight people or anything
no.
because people said bad things mm-hmm. and stuff? Huh. It's interesting. And the way you lived, did your neighbors give you any trouble?
No. upstairs neighbors were very nice. Nobody ever gave us any problem. We even worked together in the same place, and nobody ever, gave us any problem. I'm sure they talked about it, but they never said anything to us or gave us any idea that they, thought anything was unusual.
And had she been a lesbian quite a while before you two got together?
As far as I know, she had been, because she was from Utica. She had started out there.
And then she came.
She was married, and she had a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
then exactly,
I see.
She found out. I don't know. I never asked her. It was never discussed.
And did you feel that you had as much say in how things were run in the relationship as she did? Or was that you did?
I think so.
So would that be different from a man and a woman or not?
No, I don't think so. I think that the woman usually has more to say than the man anyway, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they run the house, they run the family. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Well, I know we do have to, you have to go to work, I have to go to work, we have to go to work.
Really to that.
So we should stop. This has been wonderful.
Yes.
We might ask you to if we can come back, or we might sometimes call you on the phone and ask you about something, if that's all right. Sometimes we do that with Buff.
Mm-hmm.
We call her and say, what do you think of this, Buff?
Somebody told us this, do you think that's
what
true?
What do you think? But we might also, after we listen to this, think about some things we'd like to follow up with and come out.
Okay.
And if you can see any of your sister's pictures and think that they might be useful for us, people at play, people at work, people at play, then we would appreciate using them, at least being able to look at them, because we do have every intention of disguising people's faces so no one will ever be recognized.
Okay.
That'd be great.
It looks like that you might be able to do it by a computer, that a computer just alters some
characteristics
and
the negatives. Pretty amazing what they can do then.
Yeah.
Because we want to make sure that people are protected.
Yeah.
It's important.
Great. Well, thanks a lot. It was a